Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive editor Specs newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Exactly 14 days after Pakistan-backed terrorists brutally killed 26 tourists in Pahalgam, India's hard response on May 7th, with its evocatively named Operation Sindoor, marks a significant departure from previous cross-border attacks. With 9 strikes, some of them deep in Pakistan's Punjab heartland, India has struck across not just the LOC in Kashmir, but across the international border too, piercing the epicenter of the Pakistani state. Do read Sanjeev Shankaran's piece on why the strikes are different from Balakot in 2019 and the powerful message they conveyed. No part of Pakistan is off limits. Head to moneycontrol.com. Investors responded with a mix of caution and confidence. Overall, the benchmark indices ended marginally higher, reports Money Control, shrugging off rising tensions as investors judged the recent strike as a measured response unlikely to stoke further escalation. Check out N. Mahalakshmi's piece on how the markets are not currently pricing in an escalation of the current conflict into a full-blown war. Head to moneycontrol.com to read N. Mahalakshmi's story. The de-escalatory tone hit defense stocks, with Mazagon Dock, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and others seeing profit booking. Money Control reports that analysts, however, remain bullish on the sector's long-term prospects. However, Pakistan's benchmark KSE 100 index plunged as much as 5.7% after India's military strikes before trimming losses to 3%. Looking ahead, A. Balasubramanian, Managing Director and CEO of Aditya Birla Sun Life Asset Management Corporation, said the recent India-Pakistan tensions will likely have a temporary impact on the markets, as much of the developments were already priced in, and historical data shows that markets recover quickly from such incidents. On the wider strategic chessboard, New Delhi's ban on Pakistan origin cargo passing through its ports on May 2 is expected to create delays in consignments reaching Pakistan. Yarakullah Khan reports that because shipping lines will be forced to come up with alternative routes when delivering consignments to Pakistan. While the markets remain steady, the travel industry is feeling the heat, reports Maryam Faruqi and Yarakullah. With 16 airports shut down across North and West India, around 100 flights are expected to be disrupted, leaving travelers and holidayers scrambling. Travel agents are fielding frantic calls while airlines are offering flexible rescheduling and refunds to affected passengers. And finally, as India braces for Pakistani retaliation, it is taking precautionary steps to safeguard its critical infrastructure. Hydropower projects in Jammu and Kashmir and Rajasthan have activated their crisis management plans, reports Shweta Goswami. The government has also ramped up cyber surveillance of its critical infrastructure, especially sensitive industries and strategic assets, the Money Control Bureau reports. Furthermore, the Computer Emergency Response Team has issued advisories to financial institutions and critical sectors to strengthen their cyber defenses, warning of distributed denial of service attacks and website defacement, reports Ohik Sur. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.